Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie and James Seltz. It's the Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show here as we discuss the Sixers. Is there concern? Do you have concern with this team after last night? I do. John Ritchie does not. James in the Ritchie camp here. Our Twitter poll question brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it. At Delaware Park, enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery must be 21 to play. So our Twitter poll question here, yes or no, is there concern? We are still over 50% that are saying yes, concerned about the Sixers. The series is 2-2. They come back here for game number 5. Lewis is in Camden. Lewis is on WIP. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Joe. Good
hey, buddy. Morning. What's on your mind?
I'm with John here, man. I'm not concerned for the Sixers. I think that the only thing we lost last night was 40 minutes of rest for Joel Embiid. One thing that really grinds my gears, man, is that a lot of fans call in, man, and they put everything on Ben Simmons. I feel like as fans that we should already know what he is and who he is, and that we had bigger issues at hand yesterday. The Sixers fell apart like a taco. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a hard shell taco that just falls apart as you're trying to eat it.
Yeah, man, we fell apart. We came out strong in the first half and just fell apart in the second half. That doesn't just fall on Ben Simmons. This is not just Ben Simmons' fault. Like, we don't talk about other things like Tobias Harris going ghost, you know, and just not getting scoring from other players. You know, we know what Ben Simmons is. We know he's on a triple-double watch just about every night, giving us 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. We already know what to expect.
You're right. We do know what to expect, Lewis, but why do we accept that? Like, why is that okay?
Why do we accept it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, why is it okay that our second most expensive player, you know, maybe he'll get to 10 or so points and we have to, you know, we know that?
Because although he's not giving us although he's not affecting the scoreboard by putting the ball in the basket, he's putting the ball where it needs to be. He's stopping other players from putting the ball in the basket. Ben Simmons is a 6'10". He's chasing a 6'1 point guard all night. You know what I'm saying? That can't be discredited.
No, I agree. It can't. And he does a lot of things well. But the bottom line is he doesn't do everything well, and it holds the team back sometimes. Lewis, give us a standout performance. Who you got?
Tracy McGrady, 13 points in 35 seconds against the Spurs.
Tracy McGrady. I haven't thought about that name in a while. T-Mac for Lewis there. I just have never seen a player, John, that we've lowered the bar more for in Philadelphia sports than Ben Simmons. Like, if I told you day he was drafted, number one overall pick, that 5 years later, I guess it is 5 years, 5 years later, that he would take one shot in the second half of a playoff loss on the road, and he'd be taken off the court in the last few seconds as the Sixers attempted a shot to tie the game. Your reaction would not have been, well, he does a lot of other things well, so it's not a big deal. No, it is.
You're right. It is a phenomenon. We've just sort of been, like bludgeoned into submission on this. It's like his will to do it his way is so strong and so like unexpected. It makes no sense, but now we have to try to make sense of it because it is. It just is. At least for this season. We this is what we have, and we know that we have to try to work around it. We also know, though, that he is unconventional,
mm-hmm.
you know, as our caller pointed out, and he gives us added dimensions that other teams have difficulty handling. But the good outweighing the bad is not always, like, to my satisfaction.
No, mine either.
And it's just, I guess we've rationalized it because we have to.
We've accepted it, rationalized it, lowered the goalposts. All I know is this. Ben Simmons is the second worst free throw shooter in NBA playoff history. NBA playoff history. They've been playing the playoffs for a long time in the NBA. That's ridiculous. He's the point guard.
And that's what's so crazy. Teams could take so much more advantage of this. I think, and I'm shocked that it wasn't taken more advantage of yet, or even taken advantage of yesterday at all.
Right.
They did not hack a Ben yesterday, and they could have. They chose not to. Every team should have that in their back pocket when they play the Sixers. And as these stakes get higher, I think it's more likely that that will be pulled out of pockets. And so get ready for it. Get ready for more angst.
Oh, it's coming. There's no question. Tom in Abington is up. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Trying to say well, doing well.
We're getting through. I'm worried. I'm concerned.
I'm not worried, but I'm a little frustrated. Yeah.
Well, first things first, I would implore Elliot Not For Sure Parks to take whatever he was smoking this morning and overnight some to Abington so that I can rank Jalen Hurts 13 tomorrow.
Yeah, he's saying he's a pocket guy.
13? Yeah. Accurate passer? Cheap, was he watching those games?
Cheap contract, Tom. Cheap contract that matters in the rankings. I'm trying to get into help Elliot.
That's not even close to being the most important thing of a franchise quarterback.
Well, let me, and I don't want to get in the weeds in this, but it does matter in that, you know, the teams that have gotten to Super Bowls the last 5-6 years,
him 13?
I'd probably have him a little bit lower, but the bottom line is recently, teams that get to Super Bowls typically have quarterbacks on their rookie deals. It's happened a lot. I mean, it has. That's the best way to build a team.
We have a quarterback on a rookie deal, but we're also paying a quarterback $34 million.
That's Howie's fault. Anyway, Tom, what's
so
your feeling on
the Sixers? I heard the morning show this morning bashing Embiid, saying he was overplaying his injury, which just blew my mind. I mean, how many times do we say, you know, guys need to play hurt? They need to play hurt. Well, that's what he's doing, and he's doing the best that he can. Ben Simmons is on the hot seat. That last caller, I don't know what he's looking at, but yes, we accept Ben for who he is. There's no jumper. There's no foul shots. Okay, that's fine. Can he explain one shot in the third quarter and zero in the fourth?
No one, Tom, thinking clearly can rationalize this. Like, because it's ridiculous. And, Tom, we can all say it. Like, Joel played poorly last night. He had his worst game in a long time. But my frustration lies with the guy that his number two, right? The Robin to Joel's Batman that just disappeared.
Yeah, there's no aggressiveness. He's not shooting. I mean, so, okay. Defense, is that what we're left with?
Yeah.
That's it.
Pretty much.
So I
heard a lot of people saying that this team only goes as far as Embiid takes them. Well, that's shifted because we're only going to go as far as Simmons takes us, as sad as that is.
Well, if that's the case, this team's not winning a title. I mean, I want them to, and I hope they do, but it's going to be very difficult when you're...
Yeah,
when
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it like
to
that.
To speak to your question, as far as being concerned, I am and I'm not. So I'm not concerned about the Hawks. I think that they do take care of the Hawks, but I'm concerned that they lose to the Bucks in the conference finals.
Yeah, they very well could. Or the Nets. We'll see if Harden comes back tonight and plays and if he's healthy enough. Tom, give us a standout performer.
All right, so I'll give you a standout performance that only occurred once in history and will never happen again in the history of humanity. I got three words for you. Beat the Jamie.
Yeah, he was the first.
Strong work.
The first to beat the hammer.
To beat the hammer, yep.
What kind of reaction was that day?
The craziest reaction in the history of our show.
I was exhausted.
Richie literally ran down the hallway, like screaming at the top of his lungs.
This was the old place, right?
Old place. Yeah. Like, all the way down the hallway, all the way back. It was wild.
What is DeCamera's record now?
I felt like Paul Revere.
I
wanted everyone to know.
The Jamies are coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he's 160 and 20-something, 22, 23, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Has he cooled down from the very beginning? I'm just trying to think of the percentages in my mind. It felt like for a while.
He does pretty well consistently. Yeah. It's rare that he has an off day.
Well, I mean that's an all-time kind of record. Like,
yeah, let's slow it down here, right? Yeah, slow it down.
Well, it's good. He's got a good record. You guys don't want to admit it because he's not here. I guess I have to be the one that says he's pretty good at the trivia stuff. We got to give Joe something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good at that. All right, 215-592-9494. Chris is in Warrington. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for the call, guys. I'm on the fence of whether or not I'm going to be either pensive and anxious about the remainder of the series or just not worried at all because three of my wishes that I made to the genie in the bottle, two of them I know are not going to come true. And one of them is relinquishing Ben's habit of kicking that ball out. You guys touched upon that one particular play earlier. When I saw that happen, he was under the boards and he kicked it out behind the third, the three-point line.
Yeah.
My heart sank. I wanted to see more aggression with him under the boards. And I've watched from afar as almost a bandwagon type of a fan for the season because I enjoy listening to how the games have gone by, listening to you guys the next day as opposed to actually watching the game live. So my third and final wish that I think that I hope was going to happen for the team is that time management falls in favor of Joel having better recovery times during the game, and he's able to contribute more and lead the team more so than Ben could.
Well, they need to do a better job with preserving his minutes a little bit. It's all added up now. You know, I am I'm committed – to this idea that I am not worried about this series. I do believe we are a significantly better team than the Hawks, but reality strikes me that game yesterday means we've got another game on the tally.
At least.
That Joel is going to have to go out there and rack up minutes in.
That loss,
even if we manage it well.
That loss meant 30-something more minutes.
At least, yeah. And that hurts. So while I am not worried in the grand scheme, you know, I am not worried that Joel will score 17 points again. I don't expect him to go over 12 in a second half again. I do wonder if that knee will get worse.
Yeah.
And my final main concern, guys, is that preserving his longevity through this series into the championship series finals, should they or when they get there.
Chris, I'm with you. I mean, look, the reality is this. They have to win 10 more games to win a championship. It's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to ask. And we're not counting the losses, right? The losses means more games. At least 10 more wins to have a parade. It's going to be a lot to ask of this group. Chris, who's your standout performer?
The one performance that my younger daughter yelled at her and her mother to say, why wasn't I born in the 80s? And that's Freddie Mercury's performance in Wembley at Live Aid.
Great answer.
Great one. That's an awesome one. Chris, we appreciate putting you in the mix. Freddie Mercury at Live Aid adds to the list here. I'm looking at a quote here from Ben Simmons last night that it makes me want to just scream. Ben Simmons after the game, quote, I definitely should have been more aggressive and attack more. Like, Ben, why are we saying this after the game? Why aren't we doing this in the game? Like, what's frustrating is he recognizes what he's not doing enough of. It's not like we're saying these things and he's, like, in a different universe. He gets it. Like, he recognizes what everyone thought.
See, I don't think he does get it.
Well, you think he's just saying it to say it?
I think he knows that's what – I know. I think he knows that's what's expected of him to be, you know, to own it. You know, be accountable after the game.
Mm-hmm.
But It doesn't it feel like he's that facilitator who has become a facilitator because he has zero confidence in his own ability to score. So when everything's on the line, he's just going to keep doing this.
And it's getting worse because of his free throw shooting. You know, like, he's not going to shoot. I think we all realize that. He's not going to take three threes.
He's so down. Like, this is it's got to be an awful time. I mean, you have to feel some level of sympathy, no matter how frustrated you are with Ben Simmons. The guy is flat out afraid to fail at doing what we all know that he will fail at doing, which is taking free throws. So that limits his aggressiveness. He doesn't want to get fouled. So he wants to do the easy thing, which is pass. And thus far, he's been able to get away with it. And it's like, can you imagine that crush of reality that he's got to be sitting there dealing with on a constant basis? Like, that's got to be rough for him.
It does, but I don't feel bad for this reason. This is his job to get better at it.
It's
year five. It's year five of his career, and we're talking about a player that he's the same offensive player. He's the exact same offensive player as when he came in the league.
Which makes no sense because we see other players improve every year.
Look at Joel.
Yes, absolutely.
Joel.
He knows. Yes, he drills it in the offseason, and while Ben knows that's what he's supposed to do, so he sends us plenty of pictures to make it seem like he's doing
another
that.
Instagram.
He's not doing it right. Because there isn't an obvious uptick in all the things that he's weak at. It feels like he just likes to practice what comes easily. He likes to do what he's already good at. And that's the difference between a good player and a great player. A great player goes off in the offseason and improves where he's weak.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben has still not done that. And for some reason, we expect that that's going to change.
It's not. I mean, it's
been 5 years.
Yeah, like he's not going to wake up tomorrow and be able to shoot free throws at a point where he's comfortable shooting free throws. Like that's
no.
He doesn't want to go to the free throw line. Like it's as clear as day, and it affects the way he plays the game.
Now when the margins are so close,
yes,
in the postseason, everyone is going to look for those little advantages that they can seize. And it's going to be exacerbated. They're going to try to bring that out. And he's aware of that, too. But so is Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey's goal here is to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this postseason, I know that there is a path for us. I believe we can win the world championship.
Well, the seas have kind of parted for them. There's a lot of things that have fallen their
sure.
way.
Sure. It's still possible. Joel is great. And he can carry this team despite the shortcomings of these other players. But Daryl Morey sees all of this. Daryl Morey is a realist. Daryl Morey knows how to win. And I think it's obvious what's going to happen after the season.
Sean is in Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Sean. Doing all right.
Joe G, John Richie, good to be on with you. I'm with you, Joe. 100% with you. Richie, I don't know what is going on, man. Like, did you just say the word sympathy for Ben Simmons?
From John Ritchie?
Like John Ritchie, the way you played, like played, like, you know what I mean? You're saying this is what Ben does to Philly fans. He's making us like soft.
I know.
Feel sorry for him.
I know.
And like
I'm mad.
Like,
I'm mad, but I'm just trying to, because it's gone so far. Like, you have to try to rationalize it. I'm just trying to rationalize it, I guess.
Yeah, it's really nuts. So real quick, so he went 11, 12, and 9 last night. 5 for 10 from the field goal and 1 for 5. And, like, I'm tired of hearing his defense. Not for nothing. Like, he has slowed Trey down, but Trey got a double-double last night. He went 25 and 18. Like, he slowed Trey down. But, like, I don't know. If this guy's a defensive player of the year, I think he should be shutting him down 100%. I mean, I don't know. Like,
well, and then look, if that's the only thing he's doing, like, he better do that at an elite level.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Double-double for Trey? I don't know. And I'm tired of hearing these people, Ben Simmons, double. Like, 10 points and 12 rebounds. Like, in my mind, that's not a double-double. That's not a double-double to me. Like, just right there. He should be averaging 20 and 10, 20 and 15. Like, it's just crazy to me. He's the most – I'm 36 years old. He's literally the most frustrating Philadelphia athlete I've ever watched. And there's been a lot, but this guy drives me nuts. It's almost to the point where it's hard for me to watch sometimes, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think you're the only one, Sean. It's gotten to that point.
You're not.
Sean, give us a standout performer. Who you got?
Like I told James, like, I just love this guy. I have related to what he went through. You know, Cliff Lee's no-hitter against the Yankees.
Cliff Lee, standout performer. Well, game one of the 2009 World Series was, James, I would say it's one of the 10 best pitching performances we've probably ever seen, considering the spot, team he was going against.
Yeah, no question.
He was unbelievable that night.
He was locked in. The whole thing.
The coolest part about when Cliff Lee was good, Zach Wheeler has a little bit of this. It's easy. It looks like they're not even trying.
It's a perfect way to put it. Like, especially with Cliff Lee. Like, Cliff Lee, it felt like he didn't even know he was pitching in a big game. It was just nothing for him.
Right. If you told him there were 45,000 people there, he'd be like, what? I didn't even recognize him. Ken is up on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, Ken.
I'm just glad that I'm here today and the thumbtack's not there, you know? So,
is that the camera's other nickname, thumbtack? Hammer? Thumbtack? That guy's got a lot of nicknames around here.
I get tired of hearing the hammer thing, but that's beside the point. Look, with the Sixers, you know, they played like drunken sailors. Like, they were at the crab shack, and they ate bad clams. Like, it was like the worst. Like, it was a high school team, you know. It was just terrible. But that was just a one-time event. Like, every once in a while, you just, you just fall out. Like, you just completely... all the way around fallout.
But isn't this, you could see it coming.
Yeah, but isn't this one-time event now twice in this series? They've had two bad moments in this series.
Well, they started out taking the Hawks a little too lightly.
Yeah.
And this time it was everything felt like it was so neatly wrapped. And you knew that the Hawks had to win. It made sense. I mean, there were inklings that game was going to happen yesterday.
Yeah, the funny thing, too, is the Hawks started the first quarter the same way. Like, did we pass the ball? Did we shoot the ball? Which way did we go? Like, both of them were kicking it around like high school kids, except for the Sixers, you know, they stayed in the high school game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it felt like they thought it was over. You know, midway through the second quarter, they thought the game was over, and the Hawks, they just kept playing.
Don't worry about it. On Wednesday, there's going to be a 20-point win. You watch.
Yeah, Ken, I hope
I
you're right. Listen, I hope you're right. Well, hopefully they do, because let's end this thing before this has to go even further. Ken, give us a standout performer. Who you got?
Everybody saw this. Like, this is for the country, right? Not like Ed Sullivan or Life Aid or all that kind of stuff, right? It's Whitney Houston, the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
That's a
big
one.
Everybody saw it, and everybody was shook.
Yep,
that is a big
one. It was amazing,
one.
And that was always my favorite performance. And then I heard that it was lip synced.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that knock it down a peg?
It does a little bit.
I think it has to.
I thought it was the best performance of all time.
So let me ask you this, though. This is a kind of a big picture question on great performances. If you in the moment love the performance, and then you find out the performance was doctored a little bit, right? This could be lip syncing. It could be steroids. Like,
could be a movie.
Could be a movie. Does it take away from the feeling you had in the moment?
No.
It doesn't. Like, you see what I mean? Like, that feeling you had watching her, that's still the feeling you had.
And I had that feeling for
years.
You know, 20 years.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a tough one when you find out things aren't exactly what you thought they were.
Is it better for Ben to be playing in front of us for Game 5? Like, do you expect – we've seen Ben rise up when
we have.
The city has been – up in arms against him.
Well,
let's
rise up then, people.
Is it past that point? Like, he is shooting from the line. He's shooting worse than we've ever seen.
It's the second
worst
ever.
It has grown into a bigger problem than ever before. And I think we both believe that it's the psychology part.
Well, he's a 61% free throw shooter. That's at 34. Like that. There's that. That means
he's shooting half of what he normally shoots.
It's way more than mechanics. Like, even if he's not good, he should be close to 50, 55.
Yeah,
this is 34.
In the past, when we saw him respond to the criticism, it wasn't this far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
What if? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When we've had home games in this postseason, it's all been very positive toward Ben. You know, I've been actually amazed that when he misses the first free throw, there are not boos. at the Wells Fargo Center. Like, yeah. it's been receptive.
I wonder how long that lasts.
There's no way that keeps up. There is no way that keeps up for this upcoming game. He's going to get booed. It's going to get brutal based on the way everyone feels.
If they are down or it's close and it's Hakkabin in game five and he starts missing free throws, I just...
It's going to turn.
Yeah.
And my question is, what happens then? What does Ben do? Because in the past, he has responded in a positive way.
Yeah, I don't think he responds well to being booed at home.
I don't think he will either.
No,
I think it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Let's hope they get a lead so we don't have to deal with that. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the Sixers here? Coming up, your chance to win $1,000 and a prominent Philly struggling. I think it's time to put him on the bench tonight against the Dodgers. We'll talk about the Phillies' loss last night and the player. I think Joe Girardi needs to sit down coming up right here on the Midday Show. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.